This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. More than 100 people gathered at a Milwaukee church last night for an event they wished was unnecessary, an annual vigil for individuals killed in the city this year. According to Milwaukee police, homicides are down 24% from this time last year and down 39% from 2 years ago. But the number killed in 2024, 130, is still way above many of the other years this century. Gun violence remains the leading type of homicide. And murders of juveniles have only dropped a little this year. Tanya Green is the mother of Amira Wallace, who died at age 17 in a July mass shooting at Dineen Park that also wounded seven others. Green told last night's vigil at Ephesians Missionary Baptist Church that losing her daughter initially left Green contemplating suicide.
And I started asking people, what's the easiest way to kill myself? And it's still, the devil still will put it on your mind, but the devil is a liar.
Green says her faith in God has kept her going. Lillian Collins's adult son, Marvin Davis, was shot to death on the south side in July. Collins also says she was despondent.
God will get y'all through your pain. You got to believe and trust. Because when I cry and don't call on God, sometimes I think about taking myself out. But then I got to call on God and he pulls me right out of it. Pulls me right out of it.
Ephesians Church Reverend Raymond Monk urged everyone who has lost a loved one this year to monitor their mental health and perhaps seek counseling, just as they would go to other professionals to heal their body.
Well, if God gave the dentist wisdom, he gave the physician the wisdom to help you in your time of ache, he's also given to you and I other individuals to help us when both mentally and emotionally we're off kilter.
The local nonprofit Health Connections is one of the agencies offering to put people in need in touch with mental health professionals. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.